Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Too Much Space. How's it going, Too Much Space?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. As I was doing that intro, I was trying to think of, like, is there any pun or fun thing I can do with your name? Unfortunately, I couldn't quite think of it on the spot, but maybe that's how you play Rocket League. You give your opponent too much space.
I do, yeah, and it's not good.
Or if we want to be, like, nice to you, you know, we can say, like, if they give you too much space, they better be worried, you know?
Maybe.
You got to be worried when you're going to hit it, not at the net.
Right. You gotta be worried about if I hit it. consistency issues.
And that I don't think anything consistency issues is the name of the game for our podcast currently, actually on a release schedule. So I'll use that as a transition here.
There you go.
We're in the 5-year anniversary parade. We have all our patrons kind of joining us going through. Thank you so much for your continued support. We're hoping to get that Messi Cursor episode in. If not next week, in the next 2 weeks, I will say these consistency issues will continue because Wabs and I are kind of planning to do the 5-year anniversary after maybe Rocket League news drops, because the frequency at which we're going to be recording the podcast will kind of depend as well on a little bit on the roadmap on how What Psyonix announces for all esports and for the game next year. Mm-hmm. So we know we're going down a little bit on the mount recording, but the frequency will kind of depend on what the future kind of brings with the game specific. But we're not going away. You're at least gonna hear from us minimum. In Rocket League, minimum once a month. And we'll have other podcasts that will kind of fill out the rest. I also feel consistency wise. I'm now regretting adding the weekly to the ASAP. what are you going to say?
If you have like 4 different shows, just release one show a week and you're still...
No. I completely agree with you. Like, that's kind of what we're planning. I'm getting destroyed by the weight of my own expectations. Like, maybe we just switch it back to the ASAP podcast, you know?
There you go.
Which is also redundant. I don't know if you do you know the story of the original show?
Yeah, I've heard that. Yep.
So it's ASAP is supposed to stand for Artifact Super Awesome Podcast, mm-hmm. which would mean if I said ASAP Podcast, I'd be saying podcast twice, which is only funny to me. But anyway. 5-year anniversary. Yeah, thank our patrons. That's what we're doing. With that in mind, I'd like to thank...
You already have the list ready? Wow.
No. You don't know how this works. I talk as if the list is ready, and then I desperately scroll through every Discord message I'm currently in, trying to find who did I last leave the list? Like, who did I post the list on so they can say it? And I'm currently having trouble. Okay. Zodiac 22, yourself, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Young Slug. That's our Canadian shout out for this time around.
There you go.
Thank you for your continued support. So kind of in that vein, we're gonna keep this parade going with It's Time for Too Much Space. to you know, bear his feelings, say his truth. How did you get into Rock? Like, what caused you to become part of this community as a whole? So the Rockley community as a whole, and then maybe after you can talk a little bit about getting into the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. I started playing around when my second son was born. Just kind of away in the evenings to get away. I was looking for a new video game. I had heard about this.
I didn't know you're a planet.
What's that, sorry?
I didn't know you're a planet.
Oh.
Sorry, that, yeah. There's bad jokes and there's really bad jokes. But anyway.
Not bad. It's not
parent,
bad.
Can I rhyme parent and planet? all right. Anyway, to you. Sorry.
Need M&M's right
now. I've never bombed that hard. That is probably my worst problem. Five years are up. I'm phoning it in. Okay. Anyway.
So started playing around when my second son was born. And then ended up getting my first rewards in season 5 of that year. I joined the Discord around summer last year at some time, and at the same time, you know, became a Patreon. I started listening to the podcast. I travel for work sometimes, head out to Western Ontario, Northwestern Ontario, I guess, for service calls and stuff, and there's no radio reception out there. So needed some podcasts, and like Frank said last episode, you guys had lots of volume and ended up being really good content. So
you could almost say we have weekly volume, you know, for the last. Please, if you were in my physical space, like if we were doing this in recording studio, throw me out of the studio.
No, it's all good.
No, but that's really cool. So Northwestern Ontario. So like whereabouts? Like any?
Red Lake, Kenora, Dryden, Fort Francis, that whole area. It's all
significantly farther than what my headcanon encapsulates.
Oh yeah.
Whenever you get to Sudbury, I'm already like, ugh.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much in like the Manitoba part of Ontario. Essentially.
That's a good way to put it. I really like that actually.
Well, Kenora used to be part of Manitoba. But anyways, that's a different story. There's so many people from that area that head to Winnipeg for and Steinbach region for shopping and all that kind of stuff. So they come to buy tractors here, and I head out there and listen to podcasts.
That's sick. Yeah. That's awesome.
And so at the same time, I wanted to learn more about Rocket League. I was watching a lot of videos and just wanted more content while I was driving, and found the podcast and been here since.
And how on average, like how often do you get a chance to play Rocket League then if you're out there?
So most of those trips are day trips.
Gotcha.
And it's more not really seasonal, but it seems to come in waves. So it'll be like a month where I'll go like 5 times and not go for a few weeks or something like that. So it's not consistent. I do like short service calls out here to dairy farms and residential people and all that stuff. So listen to podcasts all the time.
Yeah, that's fair. Any competitors? Any, what's the outside of Rocket League itself? Any podcasts you frequent?
Comedians podcast, listen to Tom Segura, Bert Kreischer type of stuff. Then some news ones, and then there's a few other ones.
I just find that quite interesting, right? Like someone's going from like a comedians podcast to a Rock League podcast to a news podcast. You're just kind of like, depending on what your mood is, you know, you just kind of move it through.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of proves the point, right? Like the podcast audience is generally,
it's huge.
It's huge, and it's a little different than the Rocket League audience. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of the Rocket League audience is probably more interested in the new Fortnite update that disappeared now. But you know what I mean, like stuff like that, or they're playing Roblox again, like which is a game I still haven't touched, but I hear of from time to time.
Same.
I kind of appreciate. I got into the podcast, you said, last summer. It's crazy because, like, in my, once again, my headcanon, there's part of me that kind of feels like summer painters feel like, to me, it feels like it's been forever, right? Like, this list, like, I swear hasn't changed in 2.5 years. I know it's only been like 6 or 7 months. It hasn't really changed.
Yeah.
Maybe like a year, year and a half. Yeah. But it feels like 2.5 years. It feels like we have like such great, like committed audience. So you kind of feel like you're part of that crew if you know that means anything to you or not. But I see your name every time and there you are.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you got into RL. You listened to the podcast. Where did you, did you get interested in RL esports? If you did, how did you kind of get interested in let's start with that.
So I was just kind of playing Rocket League down in like silver gold there with my brother-in-law. And all of a sudden this guy came in the lobby where it was a 3v3 and it was on our team. And he just started like carrying the ball in the air to the other side of the map. And I was like, man, this guy's hacking hard. And then started like just looking more into Rocket League. And I was like, okay, no, wow. Like there's just people that can do whatever they want, whenever they want with this ball. And then just got hooked from that moment. I've always been like big into traditional sports. And yeah, so it's a perfect thing for me for on the esports side of things where it's, you know, it's got that sport aspect, but tied to the video game. And the video game's a lot of fun to play, so that helps.
And do you play much of any other video games? Just if you don't mind me asking.
Not really. I play a little bit of like Stardew Valley a little bit, just to kind of if I don't really want to think too much when I'm playing a game. But not a whole lot. No, I only.
No, and the reason I ask is because like we're talking about esports, and to me, like Rocket League's probably one of the even more sports kind of presented. If that makes sense, esports from all of them, right? Like I think if you kind of got into some other of these sports, like it probably wouldn't be as familiar to you. When to me, like it feels like with Rocket League, there's like kind of concerted effort to make sure that it's. How do I put it? That it's presented kind of very, I want to say mainstream style, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think it does lend itself, especially like trying to get adults and parents right into the esport. I think it does lend itself very well in that sense.
Oh, definitely.
You got into that esports aspect. You saw someone do some crazy skills. And then, how did you choose it? Did you choose a team? Did you choose a player? What was your kind of thing there?
That it kind of just started, you know, learning more about teams and players and stuff like that. And then kind of noticed that like, there's not really, it doesn't seem like a lot of people that just have like one team that they kind of cheer for. It's kind of a collective. And I started watching a lot of Rettles videos. So I'm definitely a big Rettles fan. And then, you know, Leth and... You know, I watch Chief Beef on stream and Alpha Kep and there's just a group of these pros and content creators that, you know, just make it a lot more enjoyable than others. I'm sure there's probably some that just don't even stream and stuff like that, but so this season definitely gonna be Chan Frill Luminosity Gaming with Rattles, Magic Bear and Cheese. Would have been neat to see Chicago or Calm go on there, but it'll be good either way.
And just so do you find it's more really the players, like the personalities where you follow? You don't really care about the team name that much?
Yeah, not so much the team. The players are, you know, that probably has a lot to do with it. I think that's probably how most people would feel. I'm sure there's going to be quite a bit of people that are more attached to some of the bigger orgs, you know, the FaZe and NRG type of things. But I'd say probably a lot of these smaller orgs, it's more the players that will attract the viewership or fan base type of thing, I should say.
No, I completely agree with that. I would even probably go a step further and say to some extent, like I think in even traditional sports now, like that's kind of been the trend, right? At least for me, and maybe this has to do a little bit, because like for me, I watch soccer, right? Like I watch the EPL and stuff. And I think part of me feels that the reason I chose a team to follow was because I was interested in a player, right? Like a player went there and then because of that I got interested. But maybe if I actually like lived in England, right? Then if there's a team near me, then it'd be a lot more local, right? And so it'd be very easy to choose.
Well, definitely.
Just the team itself. The team would matter more than the player, right?
Yeah. But
here literally I'll give my reason. Like I cheer for Liverpool, right?
Okay.
So if anyone's gonna leave the podcast for that, well at me. I've made some enemies over the years, so at me, I guess. but the reason first one was because the Polish international goalkeeper at the time, Jerzy Dudek, as he's called.
Okay.
He was playing for that team, and then they won the Champions League, and it's like this famous one where he's doing jumping jacks in a shootout and stuff. So that was a big thing. I'm like, okay, I'm going to cheer for this team. And then I watched the World Cup, and like Torres was playing for Spain, and like he was also on that team. Mm-hmm. And then later Steven Gerrard as well. I kind of like the hometown hero. Like I kind of like the all round player. The hard worker, you know. Yeah. I like that story as well. So just a lot of kind of motifs I enjoyed, if that makes sense.
No, definitely. I'd say it's probably how I remember growing up, there'd always be a lot of people and like going for hockey or like did have around here like a Jerome McGinley jersey.
Mm-hmm. You know, they'd be,
it's not that they like the Flames, they like Jerome McGinley and they'd have his jersey and everything, and if he would go somewhere else, well then they're a fan of that team. But I think that probably has to do, like, if that goalie is part of the national team, like, again, like, played for, you know, the, like, Hockey Canada and stuff like that. So I wonder if that has more of a connection as well.
Yeah, hockey's weird because there's so many Canadians in like, the American teams that you kind of get this weird, you know, oh, it's Canadian playing, so now I like Florida all of a sudden, right? Like,
well, somebody who's, you know, born in Winnipeg doesn't want to play in Winnipeg. Why wouldn't you want to play in Florida for more money and less taxes?
Unless your family's there, which they got the Jets. Wait, no, where are the Jets?
In Winnipeg, yeah.
It is Winnipeg. Okay, okay. So I'm not going crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't realize this was a hashtag Canadian podcast, but I guess we're here.
That it is.
I appreciate it. Did Bill C-11 go through?
Not a hot clue.
That's the one with the... nationalizing that's a take the you know internet
right yeah I'd heard
I
about
keep
that.
Joking about it because I'm like, on one hand I'm sure it'd help every Canadian broadcaster, on the other hand you're literally policing the internet, so
yeah, no, it's definitely weird.
Pick your poison but I digress. Yep. RLA Sports. So what do you feel like? Yeah. What, maybe we can talk a little bit about, you mentioned Luminosity, right? With Reddles, right? Mm-hmm. What do you feel maybe about all the new teams popping up, the new transfers? I'm not going to kind of go into like in depth.
Mm-hmm.
I think just for now, it'd be great if, what are things that stick out to you, currently as we head into the new year?
The JNAP Common Nolly team, that'll be very interesting to see.
That sounds nasty. Yeah. That sounds absolutely nasty.
There's rumors of Reddles and Calm being on the same team. That would have been really cool. But it's nice to see that JNAP's is going to keep going. Then, you know, Squishy Gimmick and Aqua. I can't remember the third now. That one, too, will be interesting, especially if they do end up coming back as C9. I've always heard people, you know, talk about C9. Was never around to watch him at that time, but it'd be cool to see that nostalgia for everybody.
Yeah, even honestly, Wabs and I came in. Well, Wabs was always part of it, but like the first tournament we watched was like peak C9. You know, it was the middle, not the end. It was like right their biggest peak with the comeback.
Nice.
So which is a little weird because I think. I feel like if we'd been watching esports maybe like a couple months earlier, I think it would have been a bigger deal. Mm. But to us, it was like pretty much like maybe the second tournament, but like pretty much really early into watching esports did we watch that tournament.
Oh, yeah.
So it was kind of hard to really appreciate it, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this new season now that, you know, I'm just more entrenched in the RL esports side and the news, and, you know, I've been following it for more time and really looking forward to it. I used to like watch traditional sports a lot, and then when my firstborn was born,
firstborn. Yes, you sound like you're a novelist. My firstborn.
Yeah, was, I'm pulling a Lizero laugh at myself thus, here.
Thus was you know, came into existence. You know,
there you go. Yeah, I just kind of just got busy and just didn't really think about traditional sports and. So definitely nice having just that aspect of wanting to follow something and kind of being able to watch some games and stuff like that is nice.
No, for sure. And I think RL Esports is actually kind of easier to follow, because if you really want to, you can just watch three majors and one like you can watch four weekends, right? Like if you really wanted to.
And I can also catch the entire tournament on YouTube about 4 hours after, which is also nice, because with kids, I just, you know, especially young kids, I don't always have the opportunity to watch them live, but to get the recap once they're sleeping or and stuff like that is traditional sports just isn't quite there yet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, it's kind of born from the internet part of it, right?
100%.
Sorry, I'm processing here. Yeah, processing the guest that we have on today, I guess. I'm trying to get, like, this is the one interesting thing I think with doing this parade is I've seen your name, you know, for the longest time, but now I get to actually appreciate, you know, get to learn a little bit more about you. It seems we have more Canadian listeners than I care to credit. But no, that's good. That's good. Kat, you've already I have to do an all Canadian episode where we pull out every stereotype. I think that has to happen.
Yeah, you can probably do that. So,
well, let's get a double double, you know, we'll all sit around.
Well, that's a boot time.
we'll do that. Sorry, I'm just
all good. That idea.
All our future Rocket League episodes will now be themed episodes. Okay, let's kind of we talked about interest in esports. Do you have any predictions as to what the future holds?
I don't know. EU is pretty strong. I don't know what sense you're talking about. Like, if you're talking about like champions for next year.
Do you have a theory? First, my theory would be, what are you like? Is there going to be format changes? Do you think it's going to be similar format? Anything like that?
In that sense, yeah, that I have no clue.
No idea.
Yeah, who knows what they're going to do with everything? Because they had released it sometime in January. The new year they want to release more information. It's hard to say if they'll keep the Swiss format or try something else or that. All that part I'm not sure, but I don't know.
Do you particularly care? It's just like you show up, there's a tournament.
Not
you're good.
Too much. Like I had to learn the Swiss format with all this, and like I'm, you know, fairly accustomed to it now. So if it stays, it's fine. If it changes, you know, whatever, I'll learn it and we'll go from there. But I think either way, NA is going to have a bit of a tough time competing against EU or France, I guess I should say. La France.
Yeah. I was going to say, do you have your bilingual there?
Yeah.
I should have joined Eliza and I on the April Fool's episode, where I'm like desperately struggling to remember my French.
No problem. It was pretty good. A lot of conversations I have with Eliza are all in French.
So that's interesting that you guys actually okay, because you did the coaching a little bit with Eliza, right?
Yeah, I've had a few sessions. I just had one a few weeks ago. Did a threes replay, and then I want to do a ones replay here and sometime in the new year.
So here's a little behind the curtain. Eliza was laughing and he's like, I don't know if I'm actually helping him or he just started playing ones, and because he started playing ones, he got better.
I mean, that definitely does help, but
it's like your vegetables, you know. you don't want to eat them, but you know, they sure help. Yeah. So that's pretty funny. Okay. Let's kind of stick on the trend here with more up to date news. I know with the parades, we've kind of gone a little bit all over the place, but let's get into the biggest, I guess, quote unquote drama part of everything here. Rocket Racing. Okay, first of all, what are your thoughts on the game itself before we get into the drama? Do you know what it is?
That
Do you
know what it's about? Yeah, I haven't played. I've watched some streamers play it and stuff like that. I don't know if you've seen any game.
Yeah, I have as well. Yeah, I've taken a look at it. Yeah.
I find it looks pretty goofy. I played quite a bit of like racing games. I don't know if I'm a little more of a like a realist when it comes, not realist, but like a little more realistic type games.
So that's why you play a game where you fly around and rock.
100%. Yeah.
More
and
real
have eggs. Yeah, no, definitely. But it's not that a game like that can't be fun, but I don't know, to me, like it looks like a free to play game. I know Rocket is
interesting.
I know Rocket is a free to play game. But if you know when they first made it, there was not. But yeah, I don't know. It looks
that might be the best take I've heard. Okay, so when you said that, okay, because to me, like right away, like it screams like it kind of feels like a Mario Kart, right? Like this, like weird kind
parts of it. Yeah, definitely.
Like it. The tracks actually kind of feel like this weird kind of futuristic, more Need for Speed looking, but like gameplay's like Mario Kart.
And then, makes sense. With the track is like a, you know, Hot Wheels type loop-de-loop.
Yeah, and then, like I think actually the dashing mechanic is pretty cool in it. Okay, this is just for Rabs, so everyone else, it's like lashing. Okay, so. But I think that's a crazy take, because then if I think about it, it's like this would totally be like a mobile game like 10 years ago, like someone to make a mobile game like this, you
yeah
know?
It that's almost what it does feel like. Yeah, it just seems odd. I'm sure like playing it, if you play it with friends, you know, it'd probably be fun, like any game.
It actually looks fun. I'm not gonna like deny that I think the game itself looks fun, but is it enough for me to install Fortnite just to play this mini game right
yeah
now?
Yeah, I don't see myself playing it. I don't know, it just seems just a little too, I don't even know,
a little much.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's much, just I just don't even know. But just doesn't call my name.
Doesn't call your name. That's a good way to put it. Wow. Okay. How do I react to that? Because I think maybe we can get into the controversy first. I think a lot of Rocket League players like right away like kind of canned it. I don't know if that's necessarily fair, but I think the bigger thing was that a lot of Psyonix employees, like people who worked on Rocket League, were now working on this, right? Like they were repurposed for this. What are your thoughts on that there?
I mean, like if the devs, I guess they had to take some type of chance on doing something, you know, doing the same thing over and over, you know, just to make the same game. Sometimes you have to step out the box a little bit, but I think with this game, I don't know if that was the right crowd, just because it seems like the Rocket League community is they're really attached to the game of Rocket League itself. Not so much like the brand, and I think they're trying to sell the brand of Rocket League in Rocket Racing. And not so much like the game that comes with, you know, the Rocket part of the game. I don't know if that makes any sense, but
no, it feels like they have the Rocket League IP and they're just like, we're gonna use this otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at, I saw a Fortnite clip the other day where I don't know if you're able to use the cars in it or if it's like a special game mode, but like people who know how to how to freestyle Rocket League were getting like kills off of it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's just like a branding thing of like just have the IP. It's so tough because like another part of me thinks it's like, would Rocket League be in a better place if it literally didn't have Epic Games at all? Like, yeah, I don't know. Like I honestly still don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if you have any
I mean, we can only guess because we'll never know for sure. But I mean, having more money available to you to do things like that is a positive. But it all depends on what else they can do with that money, and if they just keep putting money into Rocket Racing and, you know, not do much with Rocket League. But yeah, it's definitely tough.
Like, I'm just wondering if, like we have way more exposure, but we kind of went back to the level that probably we were at, right? Like, I think that's just the reality. Like, I don't know if we had, how should I put this? If we had never had that exposure, I don't think we'd be in a better place right now, right?
Oh, no, like, definitely.
And I think that's kind of the tough reality that a lot of Rocket League, what would you call it? Rocket League players are kind of faced with, is that I think we'd be a game that slowly continued to grow, but I think at some point we'd also like find a plateau and then be like, okay, this is the core game audience. So the difference now is that we still have that same core audience, but we had, you know, we had this one big bright spot area where we became famous for a little bit with free to play.
Yeah.
But then like the counter, I guess, argument to that, is the tough position that we're facing right now, where it does feel like this almost like Epic Games bad guy betrayal type thing, you know? And so you're just kind of left wondering, is, you know, where does this kind of go, right? Like, is it all these people that are kind of negative, and like, you know, obviously most of the people who play Rock League don't really care about kind of the broader sense there. But yeah, is that going to affect the people that want to play, stuff like that, right? Like, that's the stuff I worry about, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm not sure what else to say on that one. That's it's all not great of me, but it's just,
how do you feel about the doomsday type thing that we get from the Rocket League scene sometimes?
I mean, that's just the internet. It's always like that.
Okay, you got, oh my goodness. Okay, so I literally just watched this clip of a CSGO dev.
Okay.
And the CSGO dev just like, it's like this clip from like older CSGO, but it was like they kept getting complaints like every time there's a new patch, like, what are you doing? I'm lagging so much worse, right? And they just kept like, everyone like hated it. Everything was terrible. And so this one dev got so pissed off, he just arbitrarily, he just did a minus 50 on people's pings. Oh, wow. So if your normal ping was 100, it'd show as 50 in CSGO. Oof. And after that patch, everyone praised him. He's talking to this group of people and he's like, basically what I'm telling you is nobody who's playing this game knows anything about coding.
Yeah, there's just always going to be a group of people that complain. And one thing I've learned as I get older, it's the people who complain the loudest that everybody hears, and then everybody who's just kind of sitting in the background just playing the game, nobody hears what they have to say, and that's probably the majority of people. So that's kind of where I sit.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think most people are just going to continue enjoying the game. Like, this won't really change, and just keep the servers up and we'll keep playing, right?
Yeah.
If we had, I mean, obviously I think the esports helps, right? The bigger the esports is, I think it definitely helps. It has that little bit of, you know, oh, I'm playing this game, but then I get to see people be really good at this game. I think that's always good. I think you could like definitely make a thesis or argument that for many games the esports like actually allows the game to live a lot longer than it would otherwise.
Oh, definitely.
If you didn't have the esports, like I think it'd actually be tougher some sense.
Yeah, and I'd say it's the same in like traditional sports, like to not have, you know, those major teams and kids idolizing people and stuff like that. Like, all that stuff sells, and branding starts to sell. And but yeah, I also wonder if Epic bought Rocket League not really knowing how hard the game actually is and how much time you need to put into it, and now they made Rocket Racing so they use the same IP, but you don't need as much, you know, mechanical skills and practice to, you know, miss an open net.
Well, I think we said this on the podcast, and then I started seeing this on X or Twitter or whatever, that I think the goal of Fortnite is just to have like five, is no longer to have everything in an Epic Games launcher, is just to have everything in Fortnite itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like Fortnite is just like five games in one.
Yeah.
So if that's your goal, I think it'll work, right? Yeah. It'll succeed.
Definitely.
So with all this doom and gloom, with this kind of thing, the new kind of thing happening in Rocket League here was they were like, we know we've been away. Well, I mean, one, they announced a new season and they have like the kind of retro feel or whatever. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that before I kind of get into.
Yeah, like I watched the video and as soon as I heard the music, I was like, oh, this sounds like an 80s or 90s like Nintendo type video game, like a Street mm-hmm. Fighter almost. But then I looked at the cars and I was like, nah. I don't know, I wasn't sold on it. I haven't looked at any of the items yet. I've gotten Rocket Pass last few seasons, but I'll still have to check that out, see if it's worth it.
That's always a tough one, I think, but I don't think there's anything we can overly take from it, I guess. You know, no need to worry in excess, I guess.
No, I might get it for my oldest son. He started playing Rocket League on his Switch a while back.
Is your son a lot more interested in like that, the visual part of the game? Like me, who's been jaded and played this game for too long. I have found my one thing I use now, and it's the same Octane every time.
Oh yeah. He likes all the different cars and stuff like that. But there's not a whole lot on, like, just when you just download the game. He has a Mario car because he's on Switch and he uses that quite a bit, and a Luigi one. I might actually just do that now that I think about it. Get him that and he can get some more cars. Yeah. I'll definitely buy some. I'm looking forward to the new decals. I bought quite a bit of decals this last RLCS season. So definitely looking forward to that one.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And I think that's actually a good sign. If there's a lot, like, I think the earlier you are in the game a little bit, you will probably appreciate that more. Mm-hmm. So yeah, speaking of which, let's appreciate the communication. So Rock, like, this is the joke that Rocket League sent out a thing saying, we'll have news in January, okay? Which has, in fact, impacted your lives, because that means episode 250 or the 5-year anniversary will probably be pushed out until this aforementioned
which could be January 31st.
There it is. Yeah. but they said they're gonna, and then yeah, the joke is that the Rocket League scene just went crazy. They're like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And then, well, and then everyone's laughing about that. It's like, oh wow, you say nothing and people are crazy.
Did it say January 2024 or just January?
Because
we might be waiting a few years here, boys.
No, it was in the new year. That's what they said. Okay. So you're right. They didn't say which new year. So we don't know.
Yikes.
Oh my goodness, you've derailed me. The takeaway is there'll be some kind of news. So we'll see what that means. We'll see what 2024 has in store for us. And hopefully it's for the better. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I think with that we can maybe, I think this will be good. You've played the game for how long now? 2 years?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, 2 years-ish.
2 years-ish. What if I may ask, okay, you know, because, you know, they say never to ask people's age, but the other worst sin is to ask people what the Rocket League rank is. May I ask what your Rocket League rank is here?
Twos and threes is diamond one.
Whatever you're, yeah. And then diamond one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ones, I'm mid plat ish. Working my way up.
Honestly, in ones, like, that might be a better achievement than the diamond. just having to go through ones is already a mark of great courage.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. Okay. So we're in that diamond level. What's maybe something that you've experienced? I know you probably don't. I don't know how your like practice schedule is like that, but getting to diamond one, right? What you have a fresher mind on this. What are some common things that you felt as you were doing this, or as you're getting to this rank?
I mean, there's just always the consistency part. That's such a big part of this game. But yeah, like the speed from, you know, even just plat to diamond is quite a bit. And then as, you know, I climbed into diamond 3 season or two ago, and then, you know, playing champ players, it's, you know, it's almost, I felt like more of a jump in speed wise, almost, just trying to keep up with them. But yeah, otherwise than that, and then just reading the corners, whether it's a horizontal or a vertical corner in this game, is just so hard.
Is it like, because it's not real physics, right? I think we forget that sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's some weird bounce. It's a weird perception almost. Shift. Like, you can't even take, I think maybe that's the one big thing. It's like the ball bounces weird sometimes, but even the perspective is not quite what you see in other games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I if you play Call of Duty and stuff like that, you don't really see those kind of weird angles at that speed in those other games. I don't know if that's fair to say.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Because, and then you're also not trying to, you know, bounce a bullet off the wall to tag somebody.
Well, that's the one thing. It's like, if I were to like kind of compare Rocket League to some other games, it's. It's kind of like Overwatch when there's chaos, but all the time. So, like, it's 5 minutes of chaos as opposed to, like, in Overwatch, it's like nothing happens and then everyone jumps in, you know? While Rocket League's a little more, okay, there's constant. I mean, I think that's what the great thing about it is that, like, you are never really bored in Rocket League. Like, you're constantly having to be doing stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. And then once the game is over, you're kind of cracking your fingers and getting ready to go into the next one.
So the speed you were saying, the corners are difficult. Well, you know, here on the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, so we have a thing for corners.
That there is.
Well, we're currently in the beginner's corner, but what the joke is see Tim, I guess. you can talk to him about corners. So I mean, 5 year anniversary parade, we gotta bring the inside jokes out. So no, that's great. Do you usually just play Octane? Are you a stock Dane type player, or do you have a car you've chosen?
Mainly Fennec and then Octane every once in a while.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, you're the cool pro. You're not the I appreciate that. And then so you said you had 2s and 3s diamond. What do you have a preferred game mode? So out of the like three, we'll say. Yeah, 1v1, 2v2, 3v3. What's your kind of favorite game mode to play?
Right now, ones. Just not having to deal with teammates. I should have started playing a lot more a while back.
You're going to become selfish because of this. Probably. It'll make you better, but you'll become selfish. Yeah. That's what I feel is going to happen.
Twos, I pretty much just played comp twos with Chaos Maker.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
And then we play threes with, you know, his brother, Zodiac 22. And then otherwise than that, like if I'm just playing by myself, it's just casual twos or threes, I mean, and then just, you know, some comp and casual ones.
Do you find, because I'm trying to keep it, I guess, kind of the beginner's quarter vibe here. Mm-hmm. Do you find in threes, is it fun when you're able to actually communicate like, hey, I'm going and stuff, as opposed to ranked solo threes?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, the communication part definitely helps in threes because, that is utter chaos.
And do you what are your comms, just I'm going, is that really it? I'm gonna miss it, stuff like that.
Going, yeah, then you know, saying third or second or type of thing, kind of trying to let the other guy know where other people are at.
Interesting. Okay, how did those call out works? I'd be interested in that.
Like I play a pretty strong third man, especially like a Chaos Maker and Zodiac, they're twins, so they got that ESPN going on between them. So you know, if I notice that they're both in front of me, I'll just call. You know,
I'm psychic third. Powers. Okay, dang, so they just have to be. Dang, they just near. Have to be.
Yeah. So And then if I notice that I'm behind them, you know, I'll just call out that I'm third and kind of let reassure them that they can just kind of go hard for the ball.
I like that. And then I like that. I don't think I really made that call when the Wabs and Ty played.
Oh yeah. And then if we are first and the ball is kind of in the corner, if it's got a little bit of speed, you know, sometimes I call for the fake and I'll go for the demo instead and try to call that stuff out. But then there's a lot of times where it's just like a hard, sweaty lobby and there's just not much going on because everybody's trying to think.
Thinking's the worst.
Think, talk, and play this game. Like, I can barely do two things at the best of times. So to try to do three things is, especially after a day.
Yeah, I think another thing to keep in mind is like sometimes you can have too much information, right? So
definitely.
And especially maybe at the higher levels, is a lot of people can just assume things, like kind of assume, oh, this person's going for this or this person's going for this. So it looks a little different because of the fact that there's just like Wabs knows I'm missing the ball 20% of the time, you know. So when he knows I'm missing it, he doesn't. I don't have to call anything. He's already like. Expected me to miss, yeah. So that makes it interesting. No, that's awesome. Okay, so you're saying you play more ones. So maybe a question we can have here is, do you find, what is like maybe one of the things of ones that surprise you? Like, oh, I have to actually get good at this now.
Kickoffs. I didn't think I had that bad at kickoffs until it's like, oh no, they're not great. So, you know, I start faking a lot of kickoffs. And I mean, in ones, it's a little bit different, I think.
You can win a kickoff in ones, but it doesn't mean you win it in twos or threes,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Like a better kickoff in twos and threes might be to slightly lose it, if that makes sense, right? So that the person behind you can hit it. So yeah. You kind of want a different kickoff sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, if you can, you know, fake it or slow down just before. I mean, you can have some of those strats and, you know, twos and threes, but it just, and maybe especially in higher lobbies, in these lobbies, it's just kind of don't miss the ball and you'll be fine in twos and threes and ones as well. But
ones, it's really scary. Don't miss the ball. Like if you're taking a shot, you better hit the net because otherwise you're getting punished, right?
Yeah. And then, I just try to stay on the ground as much as possible and try to dribble and do some bounce dribbling and stuff like that and just not take it in the air. And then when they take it in the air, 95% of the time it amounts to nothing. So I'll just catch it.
Cool.
And pretty much just make sure you catch it and walk it in.
Beautiful. Beautiful. How's your, can you do a flick? Are you able to do the obstacle courses with the ball on top?
Obstacle courses. I'm on console, so I just have.
Well, I mean, my joke is like, do you have like good? Are you able to keep the ball on top of your car? Have you ever tried that?
Not too bad. Has been getting a lot better with, you know, playing ones and then just in free play. And more recently, I have been working on dribbling more. So that does help a lot. And then just doing it in ones, and I try to do a lot of. Like bounce dribbling too, because that can really throw players off.
Stuff that actually like is more practical than
than just trying to get some crazy flick. I just try to play, you know, slow it down a little bit, keep it on the ground, and capitalize on their mistakes.
There you go. All right. That sounds like a fun there. Okay. I think with that, I like to my space, I'd like to thank you for being on the show today. We went through a lot, kind of interview style, a little bit of stuff that's happening in the news these days. So I like that we're able to bring that in. You're one of the last floats in the parade. You have any final thoughts, final things you'd like to say to the community? Here's your chance.
Yeah, so a few shout-outs out. We'll start with Chaos Maker and Zodiac. Thanks for the games this past year, and hopefully they keep going forward. I've also played quite a bit of games with Clorox in the last while, and then Frank some more. So yeah, it's been fun playing with all of them, those guys, and chatting with people in the community.
No, awesome. That's so cool. Okay, and then yeah, so hopefully to ASAP Weekly continuing on, and it's so great. Like I really like the fact that like we were actually able to get some threes going together. I think that's really cool when that happens in the community. I know we don't do as much of like the game nights and the other pushes, but when people kind of find each other naturally, especially the people who are just like in esports general or in ASAP general, just talking a bunch, it's kind of cool to see those frequent faces or names, I guess, in this case. So thank you once again, Too Much Space, for your continued support. No your problem. Homework, should you choose to accept it, is to challenge Too Much Space to 1v1, and then let me know who wins.
All right, let's do it. I'm down for that.
So just add him in the Discord and set up a time you guys both can do it, and there it is. Let me know. Maybe make a replay. I'll how about this? If you get a replay, if you record a replay, I'll cast it, put it on the YouTube. How about that?
There you go.
So. Like a 5-minute one, okay? I'm not doing a best of 10 or 11 series, but if it's a one game thing, I'll definitely commentate it.
I'll just put a mutator for a 30-minute match.
As long as the video you send me or the thing you send me, I can at least fast forward it into 5 minutes, then
there you go. Perfect.
Perfect. All right, thank you once again for being on. Thanks for having me. Yeah, and we'll hear from you soon. We don't know exactly how the schedule is going to look. I know it's going to be really busy in the next little bit. But yeah, we're going into 5-year anniversary. Thank you everyone for sticking around, listening to almost 250 episodes. Well, 250 episodes of this podcast, but it's more than that, all podcasts combined. So thank you so much for continued support. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Take care.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.